Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Today is going to be all about marketing and a very special type of marketing called an LTO. I'll explain more right now. Hey everybody, I'm Ryan Bromfin and this is The Restaurant Boss. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, and scalemyrestaurant.com. And today we're going to be talking about LTOs, or limited time offers. An LTO is a type of marketing. Now, maybe you've never heard the term LTO. Maybe you're not familiar with what limited time offers are by definition, but you're definitely familiar with what they are because you see them everywhere. Black Friday is an LTO. Cyber Monday is an LTO. Memorial Day holiday specials or blowouts, or anytime a restaurant has a product only available one day of the week, that's an LTO. Maybe when McDonald's releases the McRib or the Shamrock Shake, or when Starbucks does the, the PSL, the pumpkin spice latte. Those are all different versions of LTOs. But if you are not using, or you are not consciously using LTOs in your restaurant, I'm hoping by the end of this video, you have 3, 4, maybe 10 ideas of LTOs that you can start using. The first thing I want to do is I want to very quickly tell you a story about one of my very, very early clients when I started consulting and coaching and working with restaurants all over the world at the Restaurant Boss. They operated a sushi restaurant in the London area, and they were struggling on Monday nights. Now, in the old days, or older days, a little less now, but even still 10 years ago, sushi restaurants had this stigma that you don't eat at a sushi restaurant on a Sunday or Monday because the fresh seafood isn't delivered. It's not true anymore, but the point is, Mondays were a slow day for them. So I came up with an idea to do fried chicken on Mondays. They thought I was absolutely crazy. I said, no, let's do some really cool Japanese style fried chicken. Some like panko crusted, like marinated in ginger and garlic and soy sauce. And we can offer like a spicy wasabi aioli or like a sriracha or some kind of sauce. And they went with it and they tried it and it worked great. Then they call me up and they're like, Ryan, the fried chicken is working so well. We want to do it every day of the week. I'm like, no, stop. You can't do it every day of the week. It won't work as well. And you might be asking yourself the same question, right? If it works well on Monday, why not do it every day of the week? Because when you do it every day of the week, it is not special anymore. See, the whole point of an LTO is to create FOMO, fear of missing out, right? FOMO, fear of missing out. Without FOMO, people don't take action. So when we're creating offers, you want to make sure that your offers are based on some sort of limited time or limited quantity. When we operated our mall pizza by the slice restaurant, every day of the week we did an entree. We only did one entree, and on Mondays we did something, on Tuesdays we did something, whatever it was. But chicken parmesan, I think, was Thursday, and lasagna was, I think, Friday. Those were our two most popular entrees, and we made X amount. Like for the lasagna, we made one tray of lasagna, which was 18 portions, and when we ran out, we ran out. So what we started to see was all the mall employees started coming to the restaurant for lunch on Fridays when normally they wouldn't come to the restaurant on Fridays because they would go out to dinner with their families or something on Friday night. But because they loved our lasagna and because they knew that if they waited for dinner time, it would be gone. It also wasn't available any other day of the week. It was only available on Friday. So they built their weekly lunch or dinner routines around that. Same thing happened at that sushi restaurant. Same thing happens at restaurants all over the world. When you only do a limited amount of something, or you only have something for a limited amount of time, you are forced to take action. When it's available anytime you want, like let's say fried chicken is available any day of the week, on Monday, if you were planning on going to get fried chicken, but you know it's available on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, maybe you have a headache, maybe you had a hard day at work, maybe the kids aren't feeling well, you're like, eh, whatever, we'll go tomorrow and get it. But when it's only available Monday, we got to get it today, or we got to wait a whole nother week. So the point of today's video is to get your brain spinning and start thinking about LTOs that you can offer at your restaurant. Again, LTOs have some sort of limited availability or limited amount of time. They can be seasonal. They can be around a product like the McRib, like I said, the PSL, the pumpkin spice latte. When the McRib comes out, people go get it. I know you don't think it's a very good product. It's not, but people go get it. When the Shamrock Shake comes back out, people go get it. So things like that work. It could also be based around time where, or I'm sorry, availability like we discussed here. So basically I'm rambling on here. I'm going to stop. What I want you to do is I want you to think of 3, 4, 5 things right now that you could run in your restaurant as an LTO. Maybe it's a product that's only available one night of the week. Maybe it's a product that's available every night of the week, but you only make a certain amount of it. Maybe it's a certain special or something that you do only on certain days. We wanna create that fear of missing out. Now, in another video, we'll talk about something called evergreen offers. Evergreen is the complete opposite of an LTO. Evergreen, like the tree that's always green all year long, evergreen offers are always available. There's totally different strategies that we use in evergreen offers than what we use on LTOs. For now, I want to thank every single one of you crazy restaurant people for watching another episode of The Restaurant Boss. Don't forget, if you haven't gotten a copy yet of Make It Happen, Make It Happen, you can grab a copy of our newest book completely free on our website. Just go to therestaurantboss.com. Check out our offer to get the book for free. Check out our memberships. Check out all of the great free tools and resources and the toolkit that we have to offer to help all of you crazy restaurant people out there make it happen, Captain, right? So again, remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day. I'll see you next week for another great episode of The Restaurant Boss. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.